Rumi started to explain it. What does that mean? First of all, his wealth is something that this lion himself got. And he will talk about this digging the wealth, because with your power, you dig the wealth. You do something. Normally, you dig the well for hunting, as a trap for others to fall in it. You use your power to take away something from someone else. Competition, it is called. So you are doing this thing. You are digging the wells. Rumi will advise you that make them a little bit smaller, in a way that you could live in it, because deeper you dig, deeper you will be in trouble. So we have to know this well. Let's hear about it. Yeah.
The iniquity of evildoers became a dark well, so said all the wise. The more ubiquitous one is, the more frightful is his well. Justice has ordained worse for worse. Oh, you, on account of high estate, are commuting an act of injustice, are committing an act of injustice. Know that you are digging well for yourself. Do not weave round yourself like a silkworm. You are digging a well for yourself. Dig with moderation. Deem not the weak to be without a champion. Recite from the Quran when the help of God shall come.
What does that mean? Suddenly the story is being forgotten, right? Let's forget about that. Rumi is talking to you about this well you dig. And he said, you do this. You dig the trap for others. You trick the people. Do it moderately.
Because
it will happen to you.
Right, because we will fall into
our... Because this is what you're digging for yourself. Because this is a reality that to you, now it's trivial maybe. Where does a well digger live? At the bottom of a well. That's where he works and he digs, and he's always there. The digger is down there. Imagine a professional well digger. Every single day you will call him, where are you? Bottom of a well. That's how it works. Unknowingly, we do it. Oh, you talked about it. You remember one of these we saw? There was something that you are very proud to do. You put all your energy in it, and you have a very clear mind about the harm you're going to do with this to someone else, but at the end, you only harm yourself. You remember that? Oh my God, we talked about the jealousy. Rumi said, when you're jealous, you're thinking about doing something. The other one may not know, even may not be aware of your jealousy, but you are making your life miserable. In the hope of maybe one day. Things like that, right? So we will do that. This is the well he is explaining. We say, okay, this is something that everybody will do. Because he talks here about Zul. And Zul is translated here, it's difficult to translate it because again, there is this word which means a lot of different things. Pity Ahmed is not here anymore to help us with that.
Maybe there's somebody else who speaks Arabic.
Oh, maybe. means darkness. This darkness is carrying the meaning of unjust. When you call someone Warren, somebody who did something unjust, but that unjust to us is blackness, darkness, which is ignorance mainly. is non-existence. Darkness is what? Non-existence of light. And remember, light to us is half. That's what darkness is. Ignorance in everyone. So we did this well. This is the personal territory. This is that me, my space. You say, okay, for this, you have to read something. And he referred you somewhere else. And it was in Arabic. The poet is in Persian, suddenly one verse is Arabic, as Nabi, Dhaja'a Nasrullahan, with a very tricky way in the language, even if it is there, because over there, there is an argument, Quranic argument, that the winner doesn't necessarily win because of the personal effort. The warriors, they will not conquer because they are powerful. When the help of God arrives, they will do it. Means success depends on his wish. This is something. What is this? What does it mean, really? That success depends on God's will. If the God's help arrives, you will win. What is this? Does it mean that you sit down, you don't do anything, he will help and he will do something? Really? Has it ever happened? I don't know, in miracles, yes, but nobody does that. Normally, who will win? The lion. Normally the lion, right? No. If the lion is the winner, there should be only a few hundred lions around and no rabbits. No other animals. There is no such a thing. The illusion of singularity of any happening will give us this, that we believe that the lion will kill the zebra. Yes, sometimes some lions will kill some zebras, but a lot of time the zebras will go away. Because it's not supposed to be the outcome of that only, the power. There is something else. How does the zebra get away? First of all, with cheating, camouflage, those lines which will make the vision of the lion at the last moment that it wants to grab something will be blurred. So it doesn't know what to do. And they run fast. But more than anything else, they get lucky. And luck has to do a lot with life, doesn't it? Let's go back to your life. How did you start your life, remember? You're supposed to remember here we're talking about the lotto you won. The lotto which had only one winner, one in 500 million sperm. The only one which was lucky to be here. Luck is there. Why? Why? Because if luck was not there, everything was created. Everything was foreseeable. And if the future is foreseeable, the effort is nonsense. If tomorrow is foreseeable, so why am I trying? Why any animal should move you? It's a mixture. This is what we shall not forget. Rumi will not let you. He will remind you. That, listen, we will say, when that special help comes, you will win. Means, do not give up the hope. If you are the little one, don't give up the hope. It's not only the power, it's not only the foreseeable one. You started with being lucky, extremely lucky.